is it your misfortune and not my own? Hi-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the prairie will be your new home.
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. The famous United States Marshal is on his way to the mining territory near Dos Pesos, New Mexico. Whitey has already been in that section for a month, working secretly in an attempt to discover the gang responsible for a series of mine shipment robberies. He has written Lightning Jim to come to the Silver Lode mine where he's located, saying that he believes he has a lead to the guilty party. As the famous lawman lopes along the trail, he suddenly hears the sound of shots mingled with Indian war cries.
You hear that, Thunder? Sounds like an Indian raid of some kind.
Let's go, Thunder!
Dashing toward the sound, he pops her eyes to see a running fight between a lone white man and a small band of Indians. Drawing his guns, Lightning Jim goes to the rescue.
Come on, Thunder!
Looks like they don't care so much for a taste of hot lead, huh?
Yeah. Well, it don't look like I was bothering them any. Took you to come along and send them scattering for cover. I'm Bill Warren, partner in the Silver Lode Mine, and I'm plenty in your debt, stranger.
Bad know you, Warren. For me, well, seeing as how I just come up from the Panhandle, I reckon that's as good a name as any.
Yeah, it's plenty good enough for me, Panhandle. I ain't one for nosing into other people's business.
Got any idea why them Indians was on the warpath, Warren?
No, I ain't. Unless maybe they're part of that renegade band that's been robbing plenty of mine shipments in these parts.
That sounds likely. When they once get off the reservation, they don't draw no line. Yeah. They may be wolf paws, Bam. Say, I wonder if that one over there is dead.
Steady, boy. Wolf.
Looks like there might be some life in him. That's so, I'm going to question him. Nope, he's dead all right. Say, Juan. Say, this ain't no Indian.
What?
No, it's a white man just rigged up to look like one.
Then that means...
That paint on him rubs right off.
It's been white man that's been doing these mine robberies.
If you're right about him being part of the same gang, yes, but you don't know for sure. Well, nothing we can do for this one. Might as well be getting on. Here, Thunder. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. That's it.
Hey, look, Panhandle. I don't know where you're headed for, but I sure take it as a mighty big favor if you'd accept the hospitality of the Silver Lode for a day or two.
Well, Warren, it don't sound like a bad idea. Thanks. See, I'm figuring on settling around here for a spell and give me a chance to get my bear.
Good, good. And let's get going. Come on, boy.
Come on, Thunder.
While Warren and Lightning Jim are approaching the Silver Lode mine, we find Al Brady, the other partner, in the mine office talking to Sanchez, the Mexican foreman.
So you fixed everything up, huh, Sanchez?
Si, amigo. Your partner, Senor Warren, he will not bother us again. The Indians, they take care of everything. They meet him this afternoon if you ride back from Dos Pesos. Then they go to Black Mountain Camp and wait for us.
Ah, good. This is getting to the point where he'd be in our way plenty.
Yeah, that is the way I figure. We meet the rest of the men at the camp tonight, no?
Yeah, ain't no reason for sticking around here no longer. The Silver Lode's just about worked out, and we got plenty of loot from them mine robberies. We'll split up to take tonight and vamoose.
Well, you know, amigo, you are one smart hombre. The way you teach things to rob the shipment from your own man also, that is one fine piece of work. That way, no one suspects that Al Brady, partner in the Silver Lode, is also Hawk Brady, the outlaw who has been robbing the mine.
What did I tell you about calling me Hawk? Suppose someone hears you and puts two and two together. That sweet cowboy was around when you did it the other day.
That one. He's so dumb to put anything together. Well, there's no need for you to worry.
Well, maybe not. But I'd sure hate to see anything go wrong now. I don't like... Who's that coming up?
Well, I will look and see. Yes, it's the horseman, amigo. One is a stranger, but the other... But Demina.
Now, what is it, Sanchez? What do you see?
Look! It is a ghost. The ghost of Bill Warren.
A ghost? You crazy fool. There ain't no such thing. Here, let me look. By thunder, that is Warren. Thought you said you had him taken care of.
But I did. The man, they were to kill him, like I told you.
Now, let's think they slipped up somewhere. He's alive and pulling up in front of the office right now.
But we cannot have him around when we clear out of here.
I know all about that. Well, I'll have to figure something out. You stay here.
See.
Well, howdy, Bill.
Yeah, howdy, Al. Hey, Al, I want you to meet an hombre that saved my life today. Panhandle, this here's Al Brady, my partner.
Howdy, Panhandle.
Howdy.
That kind of an introduction from Bill there is sure all I need to make you plenty welcome. Come on in the office and spin me the arm.
Glad to, Brady. Just soon to take care of my horse.
Oh, you don't have to trouble, Panhandle. Here comes Sweet. He'll handle him for you.
I reckon not, Warren. I broke that horse myself. I don't let nobody else touch him.
Hey, Sweet.
You're Mr. Warren.
Hey, take my pinto into the stable and rub him down. And show Panhandle here a stall for his horse. Give him anything he needs.
Sure, I'll do that. You come along with me, mister. I take it up. Hey, pinto. Come along now. Come along now. That's sure it's a fine horse you got there, mister. I bet this is plenty fast.
You're right there. Fastest horse ever saw. One of the smartest, too.
Oh, you can tell that by a sight, all right. You know, someday I'm going to have me a horse like that, but golly. I have to see, Bill. You can take this door right here.
That's fine, Sue. Yeah, boy. Here you go.
Why, you old son of a gun, I'm so glad to see you.
You'll be a minute like me, too. I was wondering when you get there. How come you came in with Bill Warren?
I was just a lucky break, Whitey. Tell you about it later. Learned anything about these mine robberies?
By Gary, I learned him.
Yeah?
This fella Brady, his real name is Hawk Brady.
You mean the Texas outlaw?
Yeah. And since he's the Mexican foreman, he called Harry.
What about Warren? You with him, too?
I don't think so. Warren, he discovered it's mine, and that Brady's talking into letting him put up the money to work.
I see.
And Warren seems like a nice fella. Yeah, Pinto will get the saddle off. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Got anything definite signed Brady up with him robbery?
Well, only that every time there's a robbery, Brady and Sanchez are away from the mine. And they don't come back here for a long time.
Yeah, that kind of ties up, don't it? Here you are, Thunder. Plenty of things for you.
Yeah, what do you think you ought to do, mate?
I'll talk to Warren, get him to work with us. Then we can...
Hold it. Somebody
call. Yes, there you be, boy. Plenty of food and water. Thanks for the help, Sweet.
Oh, well, that's just my job, mister. Glad to help you.
Senor Panhandle, they're waiting for you at the cabin. Supper time, sir.
Yes, that's so, thanks. Be right along. Treat that horse right, Sweet.
Oh, don't you worry about the king. I take time to get care of him, you bet.
Sanchez, what is it? Why'd you signal me to stay here while they're going in to eat?
For a very good reason, amigo. I know who this fellow, this Senor Panhandle, really is.
Huh? What do you mean, who he really is?
This Panhandle happened to be Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim? Ah, you're crazy.
But no, I am not. I tell him about that horse of his. There is no other horse in the world like that one. I have seen him before, in Mexico.
And how come you didn't see the marshal, too?
When I learned who this animal belonged to, and I don't wait to see the owner, that was enough for me. And there is one other thing also.
Yeah? What's that?
This Lightning Jim, he has the deputy. A tall-headed Swedish hombre.
You mean you think that's Sweet?
Si, amigo. Sweet. He must be watching the last and the deputy.
That's it. If you're all right, We gotta get rid of him quick before it's too late.
And Warren also. Do not forget about him.
Yeah, Warren too. And just killing him ain't enough. We gotta put him somewhere where they won't be found or we can get out of this country. We don't want Ponce's trailing at our heels.
What about the mine, amigo? Did you think of that?
Huh? What do you mean, Sanchez? What's the mine got to do with it?
Suppose the three of them were left in the mine and the entrance here was closed off with dynamite.
Huh?
That would do it, no?
By thunder, Sanchez, you're right. And if we can get it over with tonight, the rest of our plans will go through without a hitch. Hey, you think you can get the dynamite charges placed and ready while we're eating?
Well, see, it would be easy to do.
Then get to it. I'll see that Warren takes the marshal into the mine after supper and that the Swede goes in after him. And once they're all inside, our worries will be over.
Well, here we are in the mine, Lightning.
Yeah.
Sure. No, my partner's nothing but a no-good outlaw and thief.
That's right, Warren. He's Hawk Brady. And he's only using the silver load to cover up his other activities.
Dirty Kyle tried to have me killed today. I'm going right back up there and get things settled with
him. Go along, Warren. Huh? You ain't going to get nowhere of doing that. You got to get proof. Got to find out where he's been hiding the loot. And that's done. I'll take care of him and Sanchez.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Lightning. But I'd sure like to handle this myself. Say, why do you suppose he was so anxious for us to come down here in the mine? Maybe he's planning something right now.
I reckon he is, but we ain't got nothing to worry about. But Deputy Whitey Larson will see that he don't get away while we're down here.
Mm-hmm. That's two debts I owe you now, Marshal. First for saving my life, and now for letting me know about Brady. Someday,
I'll... Wait a minute,
Juan. Huh? What? Who's that? Who's down yet?
That's just me, John Man. That's you.
Whitey, what you doing down here?
Oh, well, you told Warren, whoever.
Sure, I told him. What you doing down here? Anything wrong?
No, but didn't you tell Brady you wanted to see me?
I didn't tell Brady nothing.
But he told me to come down here right away. He said that Panhandle wanted me to do something for him.
You didn't tell Brady to send Whitey down here, did you, Warren?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
And it's a trick of some kind. Come on, we've got to get back to the service before it's too late.
Sure.
Hey, what do you think of?
No.
Buddy, you all right?
Hey, all right, Lightning. I'm still in one piece, I think.
What about you, Warren?
I'm all right, Lightning. Brady just stole our march on us here. He dynamited the entrance to the mine and we can't get out. It looks like we may not be down here permanent.
So Hawk Brady's scheme did work. Lightning Jim, Whitey Larson, and Bill Warren are trapped in the Silver Lode mine. And Brady and Sanchez are free to ride the Black Mountain camp and get away with their spoils. The thrilling second part of the adventures of Lightning Jim will follow immediately. And now for part two of Lightning Jim Snares a Hawk. We find the famous marshal, his deputy, and Warren in the light of a flickering lamp, examining the tons of earth and rock that blocked their exit from the mine.
How does it look to you, Lightning? You think there's any chance of cutting through there?
Afraid not, Warren. Any other exit to this mine, you know it?
Yeah, there is. I never heard of it.
Well, let's start looking through it anyway. Take the lamp, and will you, Whitey?
So all you've got.
Well, they found out somewhere who we are, Whitey. It sure worked it for all three of us to be caught down here.
Yes, but how could they have found out?
What bothers me is that they did find out, and that's why we're down here. Let's ring up this old cross that way.
Yeah, I'm not with you, Lightning. Boy, they sure got us in a pickle now.
Yeah, sure been bad medicine for you, Lightning.
Ever since you ran into me, you've been heading right smack into trouble, and now you're going to end up like this.
I ain't ended up yet. Don't worry. We're still living, and so long as we are, we've got a chance.
Gallus, you're right, Lightning. We don't give up until we got to. Let us cross the ranch up here, Lightning. There ain't no exit. Might as well turn back again.
Well, all right, buddy. Lead the way back. Say, wait a minute.
Yeah, what is it, Lightning?
You feel anything, Warren?
Feel anything? No, I can't say that I do.
Well, I do. I feel a draft of cold air.
Sure. Oh, but then, it's like you're looking into.
Yeah, and that means there's an opening to the outside somewhere around here. Why do you hold that lantern up high? We'll look around.
Sure, you missed it, really. Here. Well, I don't see anything, you.
No, that air ain't coming from that side of the wall.
Well, then try the other side. I'll look back here where the cross-cut air.
Right. Yeah, this wall here seems to be plenty solid, Lightning. Maybe there's an opening.
Hey, some legend, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah? What is it? I don't see nothing that looks like an exit there.
See that fissure in them rocks?
Yeah.
Well, that's where the air's coming from.
Sure, but they're up to this step to us. That's too small for a man to get to.
Yeah, well, it won't be when we get finished with it. Let's round up some of them picks and shovels I saw back there in the tunnel. That fissure leads to the outside, and we're going to work our way through.
Just a bit more, and we'll make it.
Glad I don't have to do this for a living. Tell us your miner, I'm totally starved to death.
I don't know, Whitey.
You seem to be doing quite well with that there pick.
Oh, maybe so, but I ain't cut out for this kind of work.
Hold on, boys. Hold on, I think we're done. Looks like that hole's big enough for me to climb through, so I'm going to try it.
Well, you're going.
How are you doing, Lightning?
I want you through, all right. Hey, come and get the legs, you will.
Sure. You push in that tambour, and
yeah.
I'll get this one here.
All right.
I got it. All right, Lightning. Here we go. That's good. Yeah. One more, will you? The other job. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you make it? Are you through?
Yeah. I'm out, all right. Come on through. I'll give you a hand from here.
All right, Warren. Now you go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Give me a hand, Warren. Give me a hand. That's it. Hang on.
And here I come, boy.
That's the way, buddy. Yeah. We'll help you. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, that was easy.
You mean I'm glad that's over it. Well, there was it.
Yeah. Looks like we're on the side of a hill overlooking the mine.
Yeah, that's it right enough. Lucky for us, that rock creature, he's out here. Say, what do you reckon we ought to do now, Lightning?
We're going after Hawk and Santos.
Oh, I suppose we got to. And I was hoping that I could get some sleep tonight. But I guess we can't.
Not now, Whitey. We've got to get moving. We got a good start on us as it is while we were down in the mine.
Yeah, but how are you going to know where they went? How are you going to follow them anyway? Maybe they took all the horses.
Yeah, the moon's bright enough to trail them by. The horses are gone. We just have to walk, that's all.
Oh, if there's anything I hate worse than swinging a pickaxe, that's walking. But if I have to, I have to. Well, come on, fellas. Let's go.
Oh, closer to 15, I reckon. Could be just about the end of the trail, according to Warren.
Yeah, that's right. Now, their tracks led toward this canyon. The only thing up here is an old prospector's cabin called Black Mountain Camp. They must be holding out up there. You better be plenty careful. Just up ahead.
Yeah, they're the ones. You better be careful. We got a score to settle with them. Now, I got to get Fung in the back of it.
No, you wait until I pay him for a wear and tear on my feet. I'll give it.
Quiet now. business, you know, they got lookouts posted. That means we're carrying the one up a canyon.
Yeah, but we got to do something like this. It's going to be dawn for long, and then they'll be able to see
the right one. This is what we'll have to do. Yeah? I'm going to ask you to hold him down at this end of the canyon, Warren. You have to try to come out this way. You've got to do your best to stop us.
Yeah, you can depend on me for that, Jim.
Why do? We're going to climb to the top of the canyon wall and look things over. Once we're up there, we can figure out what our plan of action will be.
The sooner this thing is to your bed, the sooner I'll get some sleep. Say, come on now. Let's start the climb.
Get a clear picture from up here. Why do you know that the sun's coming up? There's a canyon with a cabin at one end and one at the other.
The one halfway between and right below us is the cutoff for the man is camped. That must be where that shot they come from.
Yes, he's right, buddy. There's eight men down there. But I don't see Brady or Santos. Must be in the cabin.
The one ready to make the get to the two by Darley. See them pack both in the back of the cabin. They're loaded for the cabin.
That's thunderstorm.
Our horses are there, Whitey. We've got to stop them Jaspers from getting away.
You're but talking to that way, Jim. There's too many of them pole steps in the canyon for us,
then. I don't know, but we've got to get them out of the way somehow. And Warren can hold one end of the canyon, and we can get in the back of the cabin and stop Brady and Sanders from leaving that way.
You're but there. How are we going to do that?
Your medicine won't be so hard, Whitey.
Say it, what's your name?
The only way out of that cutoff is through the canyon. And the side of the too steep to climb. Well, see that big boulder over yonder?
Sure, I see it.
Well, if we could get it rolling down into the cutoff.
No, I see what you mean. Yeah. Maybe they would block off that cutoff from the canyon.
Yeah, and if it did that, then skunks down there couldn't get out except for maybe one at a time over them rocks.
No, and then Warren could take care of them.
He sure could.
Come on, buddy, let's get over to it and try.
Another good, pretty big rock, I think. I don't think you can budge.
Yeah, he's got it covered over. Why do you throw his pants?
I'm going to really try it.
All right, buddy. Let's get a shoulder start.
Well, I'm ready.
Now, easy first, and if you want to die. Come on, buddy. Stop.
Hello. That's pretty big gorilla.
Yeah. Stop moving a little. I think you get behind it, could it? It'll go over. We can't let it set about. Now, hold it.
Hey, all ready. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. Come on.
Lightning that did it. Then you just a bottle rope down there tighter than a drum. The only way out now is by climbing over them rocks.
Yeah, but if you try that, Warren can pick them off one by one. This end is cut off. Now we've got to get back in that cabin. Mad Hawk and Francis when they make a break to get away.
Question, Sanchez, but what that landslide's got them hombres trapped inside that cutoff. They'll find it plenty tough getting out of there.
Oh, gee, amigo, you are right. Now, what do you think we should do?
Well, we can do one or two things. We can go down there and help them to get out.
Or we can leave them there, huh, and take the gold and silver ourselves, eh, my friend?
Yeah.
Then why should we worry, Senor Hawk? I always find it much easier to divide by two than by ten.
That's just what I was thinking. Come on, Sanchez. The mules is packed and ready to go. Let's get moving.
You see, I am right with you.
Get the mules unsettled while I swing the saddles on the horses.
This is as good as done, amigo. Now, oh, your long-eared sons of Satan, it's time for you to work for delivery. You know, Senor Hawk, I think it...
Amigo, what are you doing, that guy?
What do you think I'm going to do with it, Sanchez?
But no, amigo. Why should you shoot me? Have we not been the friends, the partners? We were together for so many years.
Yeah, for too many years, Max. And besides, I just figured out that it's a heap easier to take everything than divide by two.
No, 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 you can't do this. No.
Oh. Well, that takes care of you, Sanchez. The hawk can fly alone from now on. Now to get a saddle on that lawman's horse, and I'll be getting out of here. Ah, don't get on with me, you black hellion. Stand still, let me get the saddle on. Try to roll on me, will you? Well, maybe a taste of this quirt over your nose will taste the better.
Get that turd, Hawk, and fast.
Lightning Jim, how'd you get here?
Ah, don't matter, Hawk, your game's played out. Don't reach for your gun.
You ain't gonna take me alive, you.
But I am gonna take you alive. That's why I only got the gun out of your hand. Want to listen to reason now, Hawk?
All right, you got me. Now, what are you going to do now?
Better get over there and tie him up.
Oh, I sure can move in. Come on, Brady, I'll tie you up with your own rope.
All right, sweet, I give up.
Tell me that,
Hawk. Oh, no, you don't. Get out of the way, buddy. I'll take care of you.
No, no, this is my sword.
Party is it, right? You won't like it, my...
Oh, yes. This death will keep you quiet. You know, lad, that's funny. Because of the good ready, so he couldn't get any sleep last night.
Yeah.
But now that it's almost over, the only one sleeping is Brady himself.
Which concludes another episode in the lives of those famous marshals of the Old West, Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson.